Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Fourth and final hour on this Friday afternoon. Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Daquan Jones, a good conversation with him. Titans defensive lineman, good way to end the last hour as they get ready for the Vikings up in Minnesota on Sunday. That'll be a noon kickoff. We do this every time at this time on Fridays, getting you ready for pick six, which is just around the corner. Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports is on the line with us. Another successful week for Lee. Lee, let's start off with how different it is trying to handicap this year's games because of everything that we know, that everything is different in 2020 as opposed to when you've been doing this for a long time, things in the past.
Yeah, so pleasure to be back with you guys. It is tougher. I mean, normally I'm leaving, you know, on a Tuesday, Wednesday night, the office after studying all the games, maybe 11:30, but I'm staying until 12:30, 1 o'clock, because we've got to figure out who's going to be out. We've got to, you know, look at all the beat writers that cover these teams. They're marking down who's practicing and trying to figure out, you know, who's going to step in and how they can do. So a little more challenging, obviously, in college football, but very similar in the NFL. I mean, they're pretty good. They got to report those injuries and guys that aren't practicing on the Friday injury report. So we've been able to navigate it and win all 3 weeks, so hopefully we keep this thing rolling here.
When you see, like, the injuries just absolutely devastate the 49ers like it has, I mean, yeah, in a victory, albeit in a victory, but, you know, in the end, they're going to be losers because they lost half their starting players on both sides of the ball. How does that affect them moving forward? And how does that affect what you do?
Tough. I mean, you can't amass depth like you used to be able to do with the salary cap. You know, you get a guy and you're paying a guy, you know, $15-20 million, the guy behind him, you know, is either a rookie draft choice or he's, you know, an undrafted guy or a guy that was picked up from another team. So that's what it's all about, and that's where you find out who the really good coaches are.
You hit your first 40-50 unit selection of the season last week. Tell us about it.
Well, we had Central Florida and felt that people were overrating Georgia Tech and didn't realize how good the Central Florida offense would be against them, and They scored the first four possessions, and after that went through a little lull for four drives and then finished with three scoring drives. So they put up 49 points, and it wasn't even their best game. So on these 40 to 50 unit plays over the last 12 years, we're over 75%. I found another game this coming weekend. So if anyone wants to get involved, all they need to do is just go to ParamountSports.com. Normally, you've got to be a monthly or season subscriber if you want to hop on and get a 40 to 50 unit play included with a weekend. But this is what I'm going to do. I'm opening it up this weekend. Anyone who wants to get on with me, I will give them everything I've got for the weekend, including that 40 to 50 unit college play tomorrow. I've got an MMA selection, a UFC selection, and we've won 17 of the 20 cards in the UFC this summer since they came back in May. We have a 50-unit parlay in the UFC, and I'll also throw in my NBA for the weekend. Everything, $97. How about that? Less than a $100 investment should be able to return $1,500 to $2,500. All you need to do, just go to ParamountSports.com right now.
Outstanding. All right, we have SEC action. It is good to say that out loud this weekend. Let's start with the national champs, LSU. They've got a lot of guys to replace. They're taking on Mississippi State, now coached by Mike Leach. Mm-hmm. I think LSU is still a heavy favorite, I think by 17. What do you think?
All right. So Mike Leach, I like to refer to him as the Pirate. Mm-hmm. Great as an underdog. Not good as a favorite, but here he's an underdog. He was 14-6 the last 5 years as an underdog at Washington State. He brought along a Rocky Long disciple. Well, what does Rocky Long bring to the table in new head coach Zach Arnett? Well, they run that unorthodox 3-3-5 defense. And Joe Burrow, he'd be able to figure out, but I don't know if a young, inexperienced quarterback can do that. So could spell trouble or a learning curve here for LSU's offense. Their defense is still good, but the Pirate brings in K.J. Costello, a quarterback from Stanford, who, when healthy, he was a top 15 quarterback in college football. I think that Mississippi State keeps it close. LSU 37-23 over Mississippi State, but I'm taking the points here.
Okay.
Yep.
A lot of people listening to this show are going to be paying close attention Saturday night, 6:30 Central kickoff in Columbia, South Carolina. Vols and Gamecocks. Vols are about a field goal favorite, 3, 3.5, depending on where you look. What do you think?
Well, I think Tennessee's turning the corner. I mean, this is a team that seems to be ascending. They might have some games where they slip up, but the Gamecocks, you know, I think they're looking for an identity. You know, they bring in a quarterback, Colin Hill, from Colorado State. Yeah, he's familiar with Mike Bobo, their offensive coordinator's offense, because he was at Colorado State, but it's a step up in talent. They've also they got to do it really maybe with no running game. I don't see any running back that scares you on their team, and they're going to have to run the football to take some pressure off of him. But Tennessee won last year 41-21, and it wasn't like they had two or three extra turnovers. That was not the difference. They were dominant. I'm going to ride with Tennessee here, 30-24.
Talking to Lee Sterling, we're moving through his games of the week. As you can hear, he's had a lot of success so far early in the season. You're going to want to get on this, and we'll give you another opportunity to jot down how you get involved with Lee. So, Lee, let's stay in the SEC. My alma mater, Vanderbilt, a huge underdog at Texas A&M. It looks a little bleak for the Commodores, and clearly the odds makers see that as well. So how do you see it?
So Vandy plans on starting a JUCO transfer or a true freshman here at quarterback. They're not going to tip their hand, it looks like. They haven't announced anything yet, have they?
They have
no,
not.
He won't tell us. We tried and tried.
We had him on. Yeah, we tried every which way. Darren even tried to trick him.
He's trying to use whatever, anything he can use to his advantage. But the Commodores, you know, they just have had sporadic success, but this team doesn't have the talent or the skill players, in my opinion, to compete. Vandy's defense does return 10 starters under Phil Roof, but they gave up 5.3 yards per carry last year. And I just think that Smith and Spiller, the two running backs for A&M, they're going to run wild. They're going to play a lot of guys, and I think that's good for the future of Vanderbilt on the defense. But the door's only on a 7-15 against the spread run on the road. A&M, 45-10.
Okay, let's move on to the pros. A featured game, maybe a marquee game for the first half of the season at least, if not the full season. Baltimore at Kansas City on Monday night. What do you think, Lee?
Yeah, so this is a great game. This is a game everyone's been waiting for. And I thought Kansas City was the best team last year, and they proved it, and they won the Super Bowl. But this year, I don't think they're a top two or top three team in the NFL. The blueprint was there from the Charger game last week. Run the football, and Baltimore can. 230 yards rushing last week. And how good has Lamar Jackson been? Last 9 regular season games, 28 touchdowns and only one interception. I think Baltimore in a shootout, 41-34.
Lee Sterling is with us, ParamountSports.com. What is the number that people can call to get your picks?
It's pretty easy. Should be able to, it's easy to memorize. 800-400-9741.
There you go. Call that number and become a winner. So the Titans go to Minnesota to take on the Vikings. The Titans -2 and the hook. How do you see this one going?
So, you know, sometimes when you get to that, you know, playoff level or championship level, you're right there, and you're knocking on the door, and you can stay there for a couple years. I think Tennessee's there. Minnesota, I think the door is closed. I mean, getting rid of Diggs and allowing him to leave and trading him, and then also their defensive line, no pass rush. They're getting blown off the line of scrimmage. I think the door is closed. First 0-2 start for them since 2013, when that was Leslie Frazier's last season. A lot of people forget that name. They went 5-10-1 that year. And Tannehill, I mean, you don't go against hot quarterbacks. Right now, 2-plus touchdowns in each of the 9 games. It's a franchise record. He's got a shot to make it 10 here. Give me Tennessee, 30-20.
And then, finally, your game of the week, Auburn taking on Kentucky. This is a big one out of the SEC. Once again, Lee, how can people get your game of the week?
They want to get it, just call 800-400-9741. And like I said, I'm ready for a big weekend. They want to hop on board, just $97. I think you can turn it into $1,500, $2,500 if we stay hot like this. So ParamountSports.com, $97 special is the place to go. ParamountSports.com or 800-400-9741.
Good stuff as always, Lee. Good luck to everybody. Thank you. We will talk to you next Friday.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend and
stay
safe.
You too. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. You just heard his game of the week, Auburn and Kentucky, and he said he's got another 40 to 50 unit selection again this week. He hit last week on UCF over Georgia Tech. We will come back, get you involved with Pick 6 next.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.